Listeners provide essential funding for the KGOU PM News Brief and news reports available in podcast, online, and on air. We are in our spring fundraiser. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. The latest development in the financially strapped Oklahoma County Jail. Another candidate is in the race to be the next state superintendent, and a prestigious chef is bringing new inspiration at an Oklahoma City museum restaurant. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Deborah Schar. Emergency funding is coming for the Oklahoma County Detention Center. KOCO-TV reports the Oklahoma County Budget Board approved nearly $4.7 million today to help with the jail's budget shortfall. Jail officials have said the facility was due to run out of money at the end of June and faced a nearly $5.4 million deficit. Employee layoffs or furloughs were being considered. The jail has long faced financial challenges and has been criticized for poor staffing and unsafe conditions. A new name has entered the race for the state's next superintendent of public instruction. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Education Hall of Famer Robert Franklin has filed for candidacy.
According to the Oklahoma Voice, Franklin had been considering a run but chose to support former Bixby Superintendent Rob Miller. When Miller dropped out of the race in February after his wife died unexpectedly, Miller encouraged Franklin to run. Franklin spent nearly 30 years as a special education teacher, principal, and administrator. He later became the superintendent of student affairs at Tulsa Technology Center. More recently, he served on the statewide virtual charter school board, chairing it for 4 years. Franklin was one of two members who voted against approving the application for the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, which would have been the nation's first publicly funded religious school. As a Republican, he joins a primary race that includes Representative Tony Hassenbach and Senator Adam Pugh. The primary is June 16th. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman received 3 new mobile radars Monday. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration provided the radars to help researchers track and study severe weather. Scientists say the new technology works faster and smarter to collect data and will improve weather forecasting and warnings. Each radar cost about $1.5 million. A James Byrd finalist and former contestant on Food Network shows is bringing new flavors to the First Americans Museum. Sarah Lisi has more on FAM's new consulting chef.
Crystal Wapipaw is a member of the Kickapoo Tribe of Oklahoma and the author of the cookbook A Feather and a Fork. She's appeared on Food Network's Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay and opened the first female Native-owned restaurant in Northern California called Wapipaw's Kitchen. Now she'll work alongside the executive chef at the First Americans Museum, 39 Restaurant and Cafe. FAM's executive director, Kelly Mosteller, is excited to have her on board.
What we do here at FAM, when you come and you hear the stories from the tribes themselves, and you go into the galleries and you see the material possessions of our ancestors, these foodways are just an extension of what we're doing here.
Wapipaw plans to use local ingredients from indigenous producers to use native food as medicine. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.